Saturday AM Live with Vance Rogers.
All right, let's get underway. Welcome, everybody, to Saturday AM Live. This is Vance, and this morning we've got Phil and Gloria Offerly. Or actually, I just talked to just Phil. Phil, is Gloria with us as well?
She is here, yes.
Oh, fantastic. Well, we got the dynamic duo then. This is going to be even more fun. Fantastic. Well, just as a quick reminder, those of you who already know the format of this great call, we will have a wonderful conversation with our guests, and then in about 30 minutes, we're going to wrap things up, and then I got a few announcements I want to cover, and then we will open up the line for discussion, questions, comments, concerns, all that kind of stuff. So that's the format, and I will be making, just so you know, some hard breaks in between, just to make it easier for editing and posting the recordings to make it easier on Steve. So that out of the way, good morning, Phil and Gloria. Now, I know you guys have been into your day about an hour more than I have, so you are very much bright-eyed and bushy-tailed, and you've consumed all your wonderful Neekin nutritionals and your real salt and Pymag butter. You guys call it reconstituted water.
Well, restructured water.
Restructured water. So for those who have never had the opportunity to hear Phil and Gloria Offerly, give us the overview of how you were introduced to Neekin, and then we'll explore. There's two main subjects that I like exploring talking to you, because you guys have changed my life on this subject, is real salt, and then also your recent little cardiovascular episode. So, but before we get into that, take us back to the beginning. How'd you guys get introduced to Neekin?
Good morning, everybody. Glad you're here.
This is where Gloria takes over. I love it.
Hey, we've got this hand signal thing going here. It's okay. Bill is a general contractor, and we built a barn for a cowboy who built spurs. And he's noticed when Bill, towards the end of the day, would get to be like he had a catch in his come along. So one day he drove by our office and walked in with a pair of insoles. Had no idea what he was talking about and really wasn't too interested in knowing. But he talked to us and said, you know, try these on and I think they're going to help your back. They certainly helped me. And so Bill put it off. Finally, he said, I told him, I said, let's try it. It won't hurt anything. And the guy said, if it doesn't work, I'll take them back. No problem. We're still friends. So he did, and Bill used to get up, and those of you who have back problems can identify, it's like he ratcheted up. He would grab the arms of the chair and kind of push and push and push till he actually was standing up. In 2 days, he was sitting in the office, we were talking about business, and he just stood up, and it shocked me. I said, look at you. And he realized, and he twisted and turned and stretched a little bit, and he said, my back doesn't hurt. Wow, what did we change? It was just those insoles. We didn't know anything else. All we knew was there was these pair of insoles in his shoes. So we took it and told my dad, who was a mailman and on his feet a lot, my sister, who couldn't walk through Walmart with me, my brother, who was the postmaster, and stood, and his feet would be so wet. They would sweat so much that when he took his socks, the shoe off, his socks would splatter water. They would get so wet. And, of course, then you go outside in the wintertime, and it froze. So he was miserable. And so we shared it with them, and pretty soon Phil went out on the job. People were noticing what was going on with him, and I could not keep up with insoles. We ordered them, and I said, no, they're not here yet. I've got some ordered, but they'll be here. He says, no, I need those, but dig many more. And we went silver in 23 days selling insoles, period. That's all we knew.
That's all you knew.
That's all we knew.
And I'm guessing just sharing what you just shared about Phil's experience and the others of, hey, this product, this solution, we just slipped in our feet, our shoes, and it changed our life. Phil, I'm curious from your perspective, because there's always, as a male, as guys, and I can speak as one, I remember Ray Crum used to say, when people would make the comment, you know, I hate to admit. And he said, well, why do you hate to admit? But we guys, we do sometimes hate to admit that something could work that well, because part of us, we want to suffer. But what was going through your head when you're thinking, wait a second, I've had this back issue, and work-related, occupational hazard, whatever, for a long time, and now it's not there.
Well, it was strange to me, and I couldn't get my mind wrapped around it. The idea that I could put something in my shoes that cost less than $100, it would make such a dynamic change, because I'd had challenges with my back for 28 years and used a traction device for that many years. And all of a sudden, I had my mobility, I had no pain. And so it was a real challenge to me, and of course the next thing I wanted to do was find out if I could duplicate it. And that's when we started sharing with my family and Gloria's family, and sure enough, people started having a real good response to it. And so we began to learn about it, and the information wasn't readily available. The guy that introduced us to it really didn't know much about it. I remember calling him and saying, how do these work? And he said, you know, I have no earthly idea. I just know they work, and everybody I've given them to has gotten better.
Which is an interesting comment based on all the information that is coming out lately, recently, when someone makes a comment, I have no earthly idea. Well, that's exactly the answer. The best of what God's put in the earth, he can figure out how to put it into some solutions that we can use in our body. Now, from a business perspective, you obviously, if he didn't really have any earthly idea about how these things worked or, you know, all the background, that, were you guys looking for a business at that time?
No. In fact, Gloria and I kind of had a little set too about that, because I said, you know, look, they've sent us a check for like $1,000, the first check we got. And then we went to Humans Being More and kind of learned a little bit more about that and what Nikin was all about. The next month, our check was like $3,800. And I said, you know, hon, we ought to look at this as a business. And it was not received well. She was running her own business, a mini storage business, and she was keeping the books on my general contracting business. And it was like, what are you talking about? I don't want another business. I've got more than I can handle right now. So she can tell you how much fun it is to do taxes and payroll and that type of stuff. And she perceived that that was what I was going to do, is pile on some more of that type of stuff.
More employees, more accounting, inventory, all that stuff. But that's not what we deal with Nikin, is it?
Exactly. And as we began to understand, you know, the five pillars of health and how out of balance our lives had been for so long, we hadn't taken a vacation in years. You know, when you're running a small business or a couple of them, you don't feel like you can get away, and you know, if you don't do it, it doesn't get done, that type of attitude. And I'll let her tell you what it was like to kind of realize what Nikin was all about.
Because during that time that we joined Nikin, we didn't even know that there was a contest that you could win a trip to Japan. Wow! I remember saying to one of my friends, well, you know what? They sent me a notice that we've got this ticket and a half already to go to Japan, but I don't know if we can go or not. She looked at me and she said, what do you mean you can't go? Well, we were small business owners.
Yeah.
Just like Phil said, when you leave, it doesn't get done, falls apart, things get broken, you know, a mess. And with that comment, I thought, well, why wouldn't we go? We need to go. Shut the place down.
Mm.
Oh, it was wonderful. And then we met great, wonderful people from all over the world, and relationships we're still enjoying today.
And Gloria, you not even knowing, because in your own, when you have your own business, it's a different story. You know exactly where
yeah.
you're at, volume-wise, potential. You know if you're running a mini storage facility, you know when people are back on rent, and if you're going to be able to make, you know, rent, you know, all the other things going on. It's different when somebody else or a company, an institution, takes care of all that paperwork, because you just don't know.
Vance, my biggest thing was the taxes and the reporting. I do that every month. Oh, gosh, that day just set in my mind constantly, that don't forget the taxes, don't forget the taxes, don't forget the taxes. Oh, and they can take care of that. They do the shipping, they do drop shipping, they package it, they develop it, they research it. And they pay for the taxes. It's wonderful.
Well, I mean, other than us being self-contractors or self-employed, we do, you know, have to make those estimated payment checks every quarter. But it's really not that big of a deal. Although we do have to write down mileage and jot notes on receipts that are tax deductible because they're business expenses. But, you know, you learn that pretty quickly when you change your mindset
And as I learned a couple years ago, that our culture is starting to make a shift back to where we were 100 years ago, in that 95% of the population were entrepreneurial or self-employed. And you guys already had that experience, and so that mindset of, well, hey, this is something that people don't know about. We didn't know about it, so, you know, we can make a business out of it. You had an experience, and I'm remembering back from, before I go back there, I went to 23 days going silver.
Right.
And this was when our compensation plan, our marketing plan, was built around the amount of 20,000 points in one calendar month. Now it's 12.
Right.
And so basically the doable factor is a lot, I won't say easier, it's just more doable.
Right.
And we still have a life-changing shoe insert, insole, that's less than $100. Have you noticed a big difference in what you were introduced to as far as those mag steps to what we have now with the M stripes?
I haven't noticed a difference personally. I wear the new M strides in my dress shoes, and I wear the older ones in my work boots. And I wear magnets all over. I wear my back flex over the damaged area of my back. I use the sports necklace and the bracelets, and I pretty much have magnets all over. So I haven't noticed much difference. We've had a few people in our organization who went from the older mag strides and mag steps to the M strides, and for a few days they noticed more circulation, and some of them experienced a little bit of a healing crisis just within a day or two. But we know they're more powerful. We know they're more effective, and we're excited about them as a product. I think they're softer. They're easier to wear than the mag steps are to me, and we just, it's still a great product, probably far better than, we know it's a lot better than the ones they very first came out with, where the magnets used to be the bumps. We still have a pair of those old ones, and
those are an antique collector's item there.
Yeah, and I tell people about, gosh, look how good it is now, because if you know, they had big bumps on one side, bigger bumps on the other. We don't have to deal with that today. We got a nice smooth one, you know.
And my challenge, Vance, was that I have heel spurs. Mm-hmm. And so I did notice a difference. I can really tell a difference. I wear them all the time. I take them out of this pair. If I don't have room in that one, I put them in there because my feet hurt when I don't wear them. And I have noticed a big difference. I really don't want to believe this, but, you know, that part of my foot doesn't hurt anymore.
Mm-hmm.
Or, golly, that, and I can then take my shoes off if I want to and go longer without feeling the stress of my feet.
Well, and I think we're not in a position of going back. We would never, you know, those of us who have discovered an iPhone or a smartphone or a Droid, you know, after using it for 6 months and, you know, really kind of getting it dialed in, we wouldn't say, hey, give me my old flip phone back. I don't like all the advantage of this and all the beautiful luxuries I've got that I can literally text and send emails all from a phone. Versus, you know, going back, we're not going to go back in technology. And I guess from a guy's perspective, knowing that I don't have to suggest to somebody that they get out their steel grinder and grind off those bumps because they don't like them. Because we've had people do that. I want to ask, Phil, you, well, and either one of you actually, when it comes to our discovery, because I know this takes you guys back to the very beginning, that some people that you were introducing Nikan to just weren't getting quite the response, and that's what led you up to discovering the importance of getting nutrients and phytochemicals and electrolytes into the body via a delivery mechanism called Real Salt. Let's talk about that. And Phil, if you don't mind, you're coming through a little faint. Can you speak up a little bit? That's probably better. Thank you. So how'd you guys discover Real Salt? And what's the big deal?
Well, within probably 10 days or so of having the experience that I had, I was back on a job. I was working 100 miles or so out of town on a city project. And I had handed the insoles to several people, and they were all just having wonderful results, very similar to what I was having. And this one gentleman, I gave the next steps to, and I told him, you know, check them out, wear them for a few days, and see how they work for you. Well, by that time, we probably handed out 20 or 30 pairs, maybe more, and nobody brought them back. And this guy came back in a couple of days, and he just walked up to me, handed them back to me, and he said, these just don't work for me. And I thought, my word, I don't know what to say. I don't know how to answer him or, you know, whatever. So, that weekend, this was like on a Wednesday or Thursday, and that weekend we were doing Humans Being More, which we didn't know anything about, in Albuquerque. So I went from Chama to Albuquerque, and Gloria went from Farmington, brought my clothes, and we did Humans Being More. And one of the people in our small group was a medical doctor, a surgeon from Santa Fe, who'd been in NECN for many, many years. And so I had opportunity to ask him, I said, well, why is it that magnets work for some people and not for others? And he looked at me and he said, let me tell you something, magnets work for everybody. There's a law of magnetism that affects the human body that's universal. It's just like the law of gravity. And he says, if somebody's not having a good response to our magnetic devices, it probably, more than anything else, has to do with their electrolyte balance. They probably are not well hydrated. They probably don't have a good electrolyte. And so the energies that flow through the magnetic influence of the body are not going to show up, and they're not going to get the results that they want. And so I thought, well, golly, that's what I needed to know. And he referred me to Dr. Batman Gelig's book, Your Body's Many Cries for Water. And he said, when you get this book, don't just read it, study it. Because he said, every book that he's ever written is subtitled, You're Not Sick, You're Thirsty. And he talks about the fact that most of us have a problem with dehydration and mineral imbalance. And he said, get that book and study it and check it out. And he said, you'll find that if you'll get back with that person and get them some water and some good mineral salt, they'll probably have a positive result. And sure enough, that happened, and we learned about it. We studied it. And so what we did is when we incorporated them from that point on, when we had our meetings, whenever somebody would come, we would give them a couple of gallons of Bimag water, and we would get them a little packet of this real salt. And we'd say, let's kind of set you up for success right off the bat. Let's get your electrolytes in balance, and so that when you see this happen, you know that it's happening because you're kind of setting it up to make it work well. And we've done that even to this day. When people come to our meetings, we give them salt and water, and kind of encourage them to learn a little bit about that. And then our success rate has gone up tremendously as a result.
And I guess what jumps into my mind, it's sort of like a car battery. There are some proprietary elements that are in it. You can't, even though it looks like water, it doesn't smell like water when you pop those caps off. If you took a battery that's completely dry and filled it up with water, it's really not going to work and perform at its, you know, optimum functioning levels. And we just don't understand. And I've talked to many, many people on the subject, and we're just clueless. We just absolutely are clueless. Actually, I talked to a gal the other day, and I came, in Kansas, just yesterday. And she said, we have salt mines here in Kansas. She said, but unfortunately, all the salt they're mining out, and I finished her statement. I said, let me guess, it's being dumped on the roads in the wintertime. She said, yeah. And I said, that's a tragedy. Because that's some of the best stuff out there.
Sure.
And I mean, not that I'm going to go out and, you know, eat it by the shovelful. That might be a little too much. What do you recommend for people as far as consuming it?
We just follow what we've learned from Dr. Batman Gelig and many other medical people who recognize the value of it. Dr. David Brownstein wrote a book called Salt Your Way to Health. Same formula. You need half of your body weight in ounces in water every day. Every quart of water that you put in your body, you need a teaspoon of a natural and refined salt. And what that does is it keeps your minerals topped up to where you're not giving up something. If you're stressed, working hard, hot weather, whatever, well, you'll need more electrolytes, obviously. But just as a minimum, you need a quarter of a teaspoon of this mineral salt for every quart of water that you put in your body.
And let me tell you guys, when we say that, too many people understand that we want them to put the salt in the water, and that's not true. Our water is absolutely the best water you can find on this earth. And so don't adulterate it by putting ocean water in your body. So What we do is say, just take a little bit of salt, put it in the palm of your hand or whatever you want to do, and throw it in the middle of your tongue. There's no salt sensor there, so if you don't really like salt, you won't even taste it. And then drink water. And you're going to do that all day long. Don't do the whole thing at once, because every time you talk, you sneeze, you cry, you pee, you sweat, you lose your electrolytes. So what you're doing is just making sure your body stays minerally balanced and your electrolytes are up. So take the salt, then drink your water. And like he says, if you're doing something that requires more water, you're going to take more salt.
You know, and I have to share my experience with the M-Strides when we were introduced to them last fall. Cutting, splitting, and stacking 8 cords of firewood in one day is not something I would typically do. And I was doing it alongside of my neighbor who thinks everything that Nikan has is hocus pocus, and but he wants to be sick. He really does. He likes being sick. He likes being dehydrated. It gives him something to talk about. So I don't have any sympathy for him whatsoever anymore, because I have tried. I've given both him and his wife rollouts, you know, the whole night. I'm done. I can't keep beating my head against the proverbial brick wall. But what I did, interesting, is it was a warmer day, and as the day progressed, I came in the afternoon, took a break, and put some more real salt in my body, because I had already drank probably 2 quarts of water by that point. But what I love what you said, Gloria, about not mixing the salt with the water and making brackish water.
Right.
Just dump it on the center of your tongue, because our whole family has been doing that now, and it works absolutely fantastic, and nobody complains about it. I'll share a quick story. When before I got our middle daughter started on it again, when she gets stressed, and this is the beginning of the school year, she starts losing hair, and it's because of a mineral deficiency. We've had her tested by a homeopathic physician, and all of the recommended not supplements, but the liquids that he suggested taking, I started looking at the ingredients, and every single one of them, the real mineral salt was way high at the top of the list.
That's right.
And I thought, why are we paying him and buying these from him when we can get this in a big bag, which it just did. So when I started her on this routine every morning, and she's little, she's only maybe 60, 70 pounds, but within about a week and a half, all of a sudden, I'm not noticing coal black hairs all over the house.
Right.
That were falling out. So it impacts so many different things, which, by the way, a lot of people will ask. There's two questions that pop in my head. Where do you get it? And then what about people with blood disorders? And I want you guys to answer that second question. Where do you get it? Almost everywhere carries it.
Yes.
I know also that Focus on Growth, and I'll give you their phone number, or you can look them up online, focusongrowth.com, 800-496-8508. Again, 800-496-8508. They sell a couple little smaller, really, really nice travel, containers of it that you toss in your purse. You can, even as a guy, you can put it in your pocket or throw it in your vehicle. So you always have it with you. And one of the things that Dennis Bryant shared with me, was that if you're in the afternoon and you're just, you're kind of plowing through the day and you just don't have that extra spark or that boost of energy you need, toss a little bit of real salt in your mouth and drink a glass of, not a glass of water, but drink some water, and it just, everything starts working again and functioning.
Right.
And
one of the things, a couple of things, we're going to get this question, so let's just do it here. Well, my doctor says I can't take salt. Okay? Bill, would you address that, please?
This salt will actually lower blood pressure. It will help balance blood sugar levels. We've worked with diabetics, thousands of them over the years, and this is one of the things that they use regularly to control their diabetes, to alleviate the use of their medications in most cases, or at least reduce it. And it's an electrolyte that's so valid that we've seen blood sugar levels change as much as 50 points just in a few minutes. And so it's a very powerful thing. There's a book written by a gentleman. His name is Robert Young. And the book is called The pH Miracle for Diabetics. And we have caused hundreds of those books to be sold, The people who are interested in doing it themselves. He's a medical researcher. He has proven data that's recordable, and you can pass it on, talking about the reduction in type 2 diabetics of 96%, in medication, and type 1 diabetics over 80% reduction in medication with the use of a mineral balanced water, real salt, he names it specifically by its name, and the use of a barley grass supplement. And then just in a matter of a few weeks, by incorporating this into the diet, the diabetics can see much more stable situation. So if you want to learn more about it, go to Dr. Batman Gillage's website. It's called watercure.com.
Watercure.com. And again, the name of the book is The pH Miracle for Diabetics.
For diabetics.
For diabetics. And it's by Robert Young. And, you know, not having that book myself, but knowing how many people are impacted by diabetes, especially type 2, because of, can I just call it poor lifestyle choices?
Sure.
Because we should know better. Come on, we're big boys and girls. We really should know better. So I'm kind of cracking the whip there. But those who don't know, this is a simple way. And again, I've talked with people who just, you know, throw their hands up and say, Vanto, come on, it can't be that simple. It is that simple, and we've seen it time and time again. And I like the fact that you're stating right up front that increasing the barley or putting barley into the diet, and we do that with the Jade Greens diet.
Sure.
That's right.
Which is well, up until a year ago, it was Neken's number one nutritional product, and now that's been replaced with the Kenzen Vital Balance.
Right.
Because there again, it's one of those things that we have allowed things to get too far. Phil, recently you had an experience with, and I guess I could be as bold as just saying a heart attack, right? I mean,
what happened, and I refuse to believe it, but I literally saved my life. I give all the credit to the Lord, but I literally saved my life because the 24 hours or so prior to having to go to the hospital, it just wouldn't alleviate the pain in my chest. I had taken probably 2 full teaspoons of salt and drank at least 1.5 gallons to 2 gallons of water. And I had enough electrolyte in my system that it literally kept me alive. And when I finally got to the point where I couldn't alleviate the pain whatsoever, I called Gloria. She was up at the office. We did live about 300 yards away from the office. And I was at the house, and I called her, and I said, "And I think I'm having a heart attack." And so when the ambulance showed up, they checked me out, attached the electrodes and determined that I was having a heart attack, and they punched each arm 13 or 14 times and could not find a vein or an artery to get any electrolyte fluids in me. And so they loaded me up in an ambulance. We had a 10-mile trip to town, got in there, and they tried again to get the electrolyte in me and couldn't. And anyway, long story short, they put a stent in and all the pain went away just in a matter of a few minutes. But knowing what happened, if I had not known about the water and the salt, I wouldn't be here talking to you today. And then the recovery, I give all the credit to the water and the salt and then, of course, progesterol. But 3 weeks to the day, I was released to go back to work. I'd taken 4 ounces of the progesterol a day, and the doctors put me on a 12-minute stress test at my insistence. And 4 minutes into it, the doctor told the nurses, "Just go ahead and unhook him and come into my office." And so I went in, and he said, "I don't know what you're doing." And he said, "To be honest with you, I really don't care." But he said, "I'm going to tell you this. Whatever it is, you keep doing it, because I've never seen a 60-year-old man recover so quickly from the damage that I saw, you know, 3 weeks ago." And so he released me to go back to work. But, you know, when you get so sick you can't function, one of the first things that they do to stabilize you is give you an electrolyte fluid.
Mm-hmm.
It's called normal saline. And it incorporates a lot of the same elements that are in the Pymag water and in this real salt. It's a great mineral supplement. It supplies all kinds of things. But, you know, every product we have, all of our energy products, have to do with ion exchanges. We increase the number of ion exchanges when we put on far infrared, when we breathe negative ions, when we use magnetics, and things start moving and start working, and they all work better if you've got a good electrolyte in the body. And when you go to Focus on Growth, I wrote a little booklet several years ago called Common Sense About Water and Salt. It answers a lot of those questions. So ask Dennis about that. It's just a little $2 booklet, about 17 or 18 pages. And there's references in there to, you know, to Batman Gelage and several of the other authors.
And I want to endorse and encourage that. You know, when I first saw that book, I read it. It's just a, you know, quick, you know, 10, 15 minute read, if that, for most right. people. And then I went back and reread it again and highlighted it because there, some of the simple statements that you put in there from a common layperson's perspective, really, really were empowering. To be able to say to people, look at your body, and as you just explained it, your body has to have these in it. And if we don't, and I know, I remember years ago my wife got a food poisoning, and she literally was vomiting so excessively that we couldn't get any of the liquids to stay in her. And by the time we did get, you know, once we did figure out, okay, this isn't, we're not being able to turn this around, she spent a couple hours in the ER, and 3.5 bags later of saline solution, they were able to get her hydrated again. We didn't know about the real salt back then, because your body starts to, when you, especially when it's exhaling or rejecting a poison that was in her body, you're also rejecting and getting out all the good stuff that your body needs to function.
Sure.
And, how do we know what we know now? We would do things a lot differently, and I obviously not have to take a trip to the ER. McKenna was 2, so this would have been 13 years ago now. And, but we're learning. And one of these things, and Gloria, thank you for addressing the blood sugar and the blood pressure issue. Because that's a huge, huge hurdle that people, again, they don't trust their doctor. And I'm going to put a plug in here. That if you want to hear probably the best, maybe I don't want to say it that way, but not the best, but one of the best stories from a medical doctor last week, Dr. John Harler shared his story, and it reiterated that most medical doctors really don't know much about nutritionally and electrolytes and how the body functions with those, and yet they're administrating, you know, bags of saline solution. But as far as an everyday common way to get that, everybody has access to it. I want to also mention, I mentioned Focus on Growth as far as where to get the real salt. Most nutritional stores carry it. I know Whole Foods carries it. Trader Joe's does not. They only carry their own brand. But Whole Foods, there's so many of them out there, more than you would imagine. And if you don't want to go hunting it down, what is it, Redmond Trading?
Go to realsalt.com.
Yeah, realsalt.com and Redmond Trading, and you can buy it in a variety of different bags. The $8 bag for our family lasts us right about a year.
Right.
So I'm thinking, let's see, if I'm doing the math right, that's about 80 cents a month, correct?
Yes, about.
You know,
and you can also get flavored ones if you like onion salt or if you want garlic salt, and it's all in that unrefined. You guys, when you're looking for natural sea salt, if it doesn't look kind of dirty, they bleached it with chlorine. So don't buy that. You don't want to put Clorox in your body. So get natural sea salt, and it's kind of dirty. It's just got minerals in it, right? It's just like what they're throwing on the roads there.
Mm-hmm.
And do you know why the elk and deer and sheep and stuff go along the side of the road and get in your way? Because they're looking for that salt. They like it. They're drawn to it. Yeah.
Oh, that's one of those common sense medicine things that, you know, we should watch our animals when they jump up on our Kinko, you know, mattresses and sleep systems and go, why are they always on that side of the bed? Oh, wait a sec, that's where that demo pad is that crazy guy loaned me to, you know. Well, Phil and Gloria, thank you guys so much. You gave us a ton, a wealth of information in a short amount of time. And with all the resources, and so if we didn't slowly, or if we didn't share them or recite them slow enough, go back and check out the recording, which, by the way, my encouragement, if you missed the interview last week with Dr. John Harler and him sharing his experience and the importance of nutritionals, and all I did was tweak a little bit. We're talking less than $100 solution a month, and well, I won't spoil the surprise, but he had a pretty life-altering condition that he dealt with that 9 specialists couldn't give him any help with. And these are 9 professional experts that could not get him on the right track. But all the recordings, including this conversation, www.saturdayamlive.com. That's Saturday spelled out, amlive.com. And all the recordings are there. And be gracious with Steve Crowfoot, our wonderful master editor and poster. I don't know if that's a name for a person, a poster.
He's
not only a poster child for all these technical computer things and recording, but give him a few days to get the recordings up, and they're all in chronological date order. Just look for the bold red title, and they're all there. So, Phil Goy, again, thank you guys so much. Appreciate it greatly.
Vince, let me just give everybody, if they have questions or would like to talk to any of us about it, allaboutenergy@q.com is our email. We'll follow up on it.
allaboutenergy@q.com. At Q, just the letter Q.
Letter Q, that's right.
.com. Okay. allaboutenergy@q.com. Okay. So that's Phil and Gloria's email address. If you got something specific, again, you know, if you come across somebody that's dealing with a particular type of diabetes and they've tried this or they've tried that, or you want to give them just some, you know, the most beautiful thing about someone like Phil and Gloria is that you guys are just common people with common solutions that you've discovered on your journey. And as a friend, you're just simply sharing them with others. And much like the great Healthy Child, Healthy World video, a wake-up story, because that's all we're doing. And I so appreciate how much you've changed our family's life, because I would have never known about this. I would have never known. And so, anyway.
Appreciate what you're doing, Vince. God bless you.
All right. God bless you guys. Have a great weekend. That's all for now, folks. We'll talk to you real soon. Bye-bye.
To learn more about NECAN, we encourage you to contact the person who suggested you listen to this information.